Waking up the Riverina, Witto and Herbie.
On hit.
Waking up the Riverina, Witto and Herbie.
On hit.
Herbie, you have lived in your house now with these housemates for, what, like 2 weeks?
2 weeks. Pretty much two weeks.
Let's say 2 weeks. One of them has contacted me through Facebook already, concerned about you.
It's worrying. It's very early days.
It's only been 2 weeks. And he's a lovely guy. Let's call him Mr. Y.
Okay.
Mr. Y has contacted me, and he's got a concern about you that he thinks you and I should work together on. I don't know why, me. I'm probably one of the worst people. But anyways, we're going to work together on this. Because he has noticed, excuse me, he's noticed what can only be described as a bunch of chocolate wrappers hidden down the side of the couch. Do you know where they came from? Do you know who they... They're yours? They are yours?
Yes, yep.
Okay, so you're hiding chocolate wrappers?
Well, no, there's not many. It's not like there's a chocolate factory behind the couch.
Well, no, these aren't little wrappers as well. He's saying that they're blocks of chocolate
wrappers. That's the thing, I don't buy bars.
So they're blocks of chocolate.
I buy blocks, yeah.
You buy blocks. See, this is something I already knew about because, you know, you crashed at my place with my wife for a couple of weeks and you enjoy chocolate and that's fine. It's a sometimes food you sometimes enjoy too much.
Yeah, I probably put it into a bit more of a sometimes category.
And like I said, I'm not here. I'm not the perfect one here. Like, I am definitely not the one to be thrown out advice here about this stuff. But
no, it is an issue. It is an issue. I know it is.
But here's the thing. He's worried that you're secretly eating chocolate around the house. And then you even told me the other day off air, you and I were chatting, and you said you're worried about this. You've started to eat chocolate secretly in your bedroom. Because you're worried that they think you eat too much chocolate.
I know. I am. It hit me the other day. It hit me, I think it was Monday afternoon, that this has actually become an issue. People talk about, look, I'm a chocoholic. Yeah, I love chocolate. But I don't think they do sometimes as much as I do. Because I used to just have a bar. But then the recent months, I don't know what's come over me. But I think it's acceptable to buy a block and eat that block that night.
I know it's not.
Because after I've done it, I go, what did you just do?
Yeah.
But then because I've done that night, I go, well, why don't you get another block for tomorrow? And that'll last you the week. You know, have a row. Like, treat yourself after dinner. That's okay.
Yeah.
But again, that one will disappear to the point where I can knock over four blocks in a week. That's not good.
No, it's not good.
And
it's
then
not good.
The other night, yes, I was in my bed. I had brushed my teeth.
Oh,
and
no.
I'd gone to sleep. But I knew that there was a block of chocolate in my bag. And so I grabbed it out of my bag and I started eating it.
You brushed your teeth. You were in bed.
Yes, I know. And I was so worried that my housemates would hear it because they already know I love chocolate. And they would start maybe going, geez, she really loves chocolate. So I was trying to snap the block so quietly. And then the wrapper, because there's only me in my room, it's like being in the movie theater when it's so quiet, had to open my wrapper and just be really quiet so no one could hear anything.
Gosh.
And that's when it hit me. I've got a problem.
Okay, here's the thing. I don't want you to give up just yet. I know I've been contacted by your housemate and I know you're sharing this story right now, but you and I have been invited out to go to the Junie Chocolate and Licorice Factory on Friday for International Chocolate Day.
Yep.
We're going to be involved in some kind of chocolate eating competition.
Yep.
Please don't give up just yet.
No, I'm still in training.
To Mr. Y, your housemate, don't worry about her. We've all got our vices. This is just one for Herbie. We're going to let it go until after Friday.
You should be happy you've got me as your partner for Friday.
I am happy. Don't worry about that. I am happy. I know this is going to be good on Friday.
Next week, I'm going to have to do something about it.
Okay, done. Done. I'm glad we had this chat. Okay.
Waking up the Riverina, Witto and Herbie.
On hit.
Waking up the Riverina, Witto and Herbie.
On hit.